Britain's exit, including a financial settlement, citizens' rights, and the status of the border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
A state of emergency declared in parts of Florida because of a speech. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Florida Governor Rick Scott saying law enforcement officers will be ready to respond when white nationalist Richard Spencer delivers a speech at the University of Florida on Thursday. The executive order will allow the state to provide direct assistance to local law enforcement during Spencer's speech in Gainesville, and that includes the National Guard if needed. Scott also issuing a statement saying that while everyone has a right to voice their opinion, public safety will be the top priority and there will be zero tolerance for violence. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department successful in getting convictions on 2 Chinese nationals connected with the distribution of fentanyl.
This is the first time the Department of Justice has successfully charged Chinese manufacturers of the synthetic opioid fentanyl.
These are synthetic opioids that are much stronger and much more dangerous than heroin. A few grains of fentanyl can be a lethal dose.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the CDC estimates more than 20,000 Americans died last year because of the synthetic drug. He says the 2 alleged drug traffickers were indicted in Mississippi and in North Dakota and says they do not appear to have been connected.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average hitting 23,000 for the first time. The Dow traded slightly higher today after strong quarterly results from United Health Group and Johnson & Johnson. USA Radio News.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 100 in Chamber Internet radio station here in Flemington, New Jersey on a beautiful day. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I'm here every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you miss a program, I hope you'll go back to the archives on the website and look up Teachable Moments in Business, which is the name of the program. Now, I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And there are a lot of challenges in business today. And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, guess what? It's right here on Teachable Moments every Tuesday afternoon. We have opportunities to interview some wonderful business owners who are very willing and able to share information about their businesses, how they got started, what has made them successful, what has differentiated them among the competitors, and we have a lot of competitors in business today. I mean, in reality, nobody needs any of us. They can go online and find virtually every service you can just possibly imagine. So this is a place where you can learn information when you come on this program. Now, today I'm going to do a monologue, which I've been doing recently. I'm looking for people who would like to be interviewed. I have several people lined up for later on this year. But if you have topics that you would like to have us discuss or people that you would like to interview, or if you'd like to be interviewed on this program, you're more than welcome to contact me. You can send me an email at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and we'll make arrangements for you to come in. What I typically ask you to do is to give me Tuesdays that you're available from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and to give me some idea of what you would like to talk about and what kind of business you have. And I know that you will find this experience very rewarding, and the fact that you can share information with the listeners is so invaluable. So I always tell my listeners to make sure that you have a pencil and paper handy to take some notes, because often I will mention some authors, or I'll mention a website that you need to go to that will be valuable for your business. And this is whether or not you're an employee of a company, or whether you own it, or you're an entrepreneur, someone who's thinking about starting a business. You might have been in business for a long time, and you're at a point where you have realized that it's time to go back to the drawing board. Because, I find that people that have been in business for a long time really have lost track of what they need to do in terms of technology, social media, and the like. So listening to this program will kind of get you back on track, I would think. And I also look forward to hearing some responses from you and remarks. We also have a Facebook page, Teachable Moments of Business. Go there and check us out as well. So today we're going to be talking about retailing and the newest generation, which is Generation Z, which I find all very interesting. So bear with me for a moment. We're going to take a look at the weather to see where we are right now. So it's obviously Tuesday, October 17th, and the temperature outside is about 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And we're looking at tonight probably some patchy frost. And otherwise a clear with a low of about 37 degrees tonight. Tomorrow I think it's going to get warmer. It'll be sunny with a high about 71 degrees. And then Wednesday night, clear with a low of around 44 with a calm wind. On Thursday, we're looking again at the weather to be pretty good. It'll be sunny with a high near 70. So the temperature is actually going up. It hit a low here this week on the 17th and maybe the 18th, but then the temperature will go up. And so I'll come back later on with an extended forecast just to take a look at what's happening for the rest of the week weather-wise. But in the meantime, we're going to hear a message from one of our sponsors, and then I'll come back and we'll talk about retailing and Generation Z folks and what makes a business very strong.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business. So as I said, we're going to talk about retailing, and I want to start really with the with suggestions with regard to essentials for building high-performing business teams. I was talking to a retail manager recently, and he was thrust into the responsibility of having to critique his employees. He has about three of them. And this is a person who... The manager that I spoke to is very competent, but has really never been trained by the company that he works for evaluating and critiquing the employees, some of whom are, well, they're women, and they can be emotional at times, unfortunately. So he felt bad about even having to do the critiquing, but clearly there were people on that team who really needed to be informed about things that would be helpful in their success as an employee, and employee also helping the company itself to be successful. So there are five essentials that I'm going to share with you that appeared in a book written by Denny Long, who wrote a book entitled Managing Genius, published at Franklin G. Green Publishing Company in 2015. And in fact, if you want to know more about what he has written, and focused on in his book, is it's in a, on a website called Managing Genius. But I'm going to share with you the five tips that he gives that will be the foundation for a manager to build in building a strong team. The first tip is to be captain of the ship. You know, why should your employees pay attention to you? This is your team, and you have responsibility for the people who do the work. You need to establish respect for your managing role and find effective ways to ensure that people are listening. Combine authority, power, and influence to delegate work and direct people. Teach your people how you intend to manage so that they know what to expect. And this may have been a step that was left out when this individual came into the position of being a manager. That's maybe the folks didn't know what to expect. Some are maybe new. Some may have worked in the company for a while, and they took a lot for granted from the previous management. Another suggestion is to value people. Show respect for and value every member of your team, independent of their job title or current performance. This builds long-lasting commitment beyond today's work. So I think if people are recognized, they're included, they're asked for suggestions, this makes people feel really, really good. And if they've been successful, celebrate. Celebrate those successes that individuals have on the team. Another one is to behave like an adult. Because adult behavior is the one ingredient that drives every aspect of the work culture. A managing genius builds and leads an adult-minded work culture based on maturity and personal responsibility. So behave like an adult. And today I think that you may have management individuals who are younger, come from younger generations, and maybe they don't act as much adult-like as a baby boomer or a young boomer might act. Another tip is that from him is to take an individual approach. See your employees as individuals. Recognize their unique desires and abilities so that you can manage how to bring out their best. Fine-tune your managing approach to the situation and the individual. This creates a culture based on performance versus entitlement. And I have to say that I've given some talks on working with the different generations, and what I have seen in all the research is that we have the silent generation, which is about faded out of existence or out of the workforce, but the baby boomers, and then you have the Generation X and the Ys, which are considered to be millennials, and now we're looking at Generation Z. And each generation has characteristics that differ from the ones before and after them, although there apparently is about a seven-year overlap in terms of the way people in the generations function, the way they make decisions, and it has a lot to do with what they have been exposed to throughout their lives from the point of which they were born. So the various elements around the world that would affect the generations might include the economy, any world wars. Of course, we're hit with immigration issues, with racial situations. We're also experiencing the terrible effects of war and people that are shooting. You know, there's just so many things going on today. So all of that affects the generation. Over the years, in the older generations, they may have been affected by the killing of Kennedy, or Martin Luther King might have been something that affected them. So I would say that understand that there's different motivations. In one of the talks that I gave, one of the factors, having fun in work, was very low with baby boomers, but it edged up into the Generation X's X. But in the Generation Y's, or the millennials, having fun at work really was like second or third from the top in terms of motivating factors. So the point here is, how can you make it enjoyable for someone to participate successfully in a business? Another tip from the author here is to facilitate workplace relationships, because people come to work expecting a colleague-friendly work community. Social connections at work are a strong indicator of job satisfaction. However, community does not just happen. So the manager really needs to shape and guide the work culture to create ways to build rapport and affinity. They will set the tone and establish the right balance. So, for example, having perhaps picnics, annual events, recognizing people for their birthdays or for any great contributions people have made, or they've reached certain goals, and you need to celebrate. I mean, one simple thing would be to give the person who has been significantly helpful in a month's time to be able to park close to the front door of the business and have a sign up saying the person who's parked here has made a great contribution. There are so many little things that we can do. You can recognize people on their birthdays, recognize when their children have reached certain milestones in their lives. All of these things help to build the relationships because people really do want to feel as though they belong. So those are your thoughts for building, a great team in a business. And it takes work. And frankly, if you have people who are in management positions in your company, you need to train them, and you need to train them on how to critique the people that are working for them because they're in charge of those folks, and they don't want to have building up of resentment among those employees, because you can end up with what are referred to as toxic employees, and you certainly don't want a toxic employee. So we're going to move on to some other things here that we're going to talk about today. I want to mention to you that Generation Z is the next group that's coming down the pike, and those folks are the oldest of those people in the Generation Z are about 22 years old, and they are just now entering the workforce in perhaps ground-level jobs from which they hope to excel. So after we hear from some of our sponsors, I will be back and share some information with you. Keep a pencil handy so you can learn more about the Generation Z, because you're going to be working with them. That is for sure.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington, from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Thank you.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon on Teachable Moments in Business, and I've just given you some tips on management techniques that will help a team to be efficient and to be successful in a business. And those tips do apply to retail, which is really what I want to get into, would be working with millennials. And we often see them at this point. This is the Generation Z millennials and millennials that we see in retail. So the Generation Z are the folks, the young ones, and they're the ones that are going to be in jobs that will be ground level. And they hope to learn and be able to move up into the fields in which they're working, or perhaps take that information and move on to other jobs. So the question is, what motivates the Generation Z population? And there's been some focus on this group recently, and although they have a lot in common with the millennials, there are also many ways in which the two generations will differ. So give some thought to what I'm sharing with you here, and if you have millennials working with you, consider how they may blend or perhaps not work well with the Generation Z folks, because as a manager, if you're in management, you're going to have to learn how to deal with these people. So the Generation Z is motivated by security. These young people are still the kids during the Great Recession, which means that they've seen their parents take huge financial hits, probably in the mid-2000 time frame. A significant portion of their lives may have been defined by struggles related to the struggles of the parents. While millennials are often seen as more idealistic and more motivated by purpose than a paycheck, Generation Z may lean more towards security and money. This is a pragmatic generation. They care about making a difference, but are ultimately motivated by ensuring that they have a secure life outside of work. So if you're looking to recruit members of the Generation Z, you may also be able to tempt them with promise of job security and raises down the line. Now, these folks, up to about the age of 22, were born between 1995 and 2010. So you may have some Generation Z individuals applying for positions in your company, whether it's in an office environment, industrial, light industrial, or perhaps a retail or a service business. Now, Generation Z may be more competitive. As a cohort, millennials are said to be collaborative and teamwork-oriented. They want to work in an environment where inclusion is a priority and where everybody works together to advance goals. But Generation Z, on the other hand, is said to be defined by its competitiveness. They want to work on their own and be judged on their own merits rather than those of their team. So think about that if you have a young person on your team working in your business, or you're going to hire them. Generation Z also understands that there's a need for constant skill development in order to stay relevant. Their parents likely taught them the importance of working hard and that no one will hand them their success. This generation is willing to work hard, but they expect to be rewarded for it. And we often hear that the millennials or the Generation Ys have a lot of expectations. They expect to get the rewards that come from short-term involvement, whereas it sounds like the Generation Z folks are willing to work hard, but they have to have they need to be rewarded, and probably that they have to know ahead of time what the rewards are in order to get them motivated to pursue the goals of the company. Now, Generation Z also wants independence. Their independence ties into their competitiveness, but they generally like to work alone. Many of them prefer to have office space to themselves rather than an open space or a collaborative type of workspace, which is kind of interesting because today I've seen pictures of workspaces now which are pretty open. In fact, there are companies where employees are allowed to bring their pets with them to work, and they have just little partitions between one desk to the next and open areas for the pets to sit or to sleep. It sounds as though the Generation Z group would not lean toward that type of environment. So many of them also want to manage their own projects, so that their skills and abilities can shine through. They do not want to depend on other people to get the work done. So this sounds, I like this, this sounds pretty good. This independence is apparent in the higher education choices that some Generation Z people make. More of them are skipping higher education than their millennial counterparts and moving straight into the workforce. They'd rather avoid the years of debt and try one of the newer, more affordable options. Don't disregard a potentially great employee just because they don't have the credentials you usually look for. They may have all the skills you need just from a different source. I mean, if they have been in the workforce longer, they've had actual on-the-job experience, and I call that Harvard on the highway. And they may have more real-world experience rather than the academic experience, which may not really, in some cases, lend itself well to pursuing certain types of positions. Generation Z will multitask, even more than millennials, which is amazing because you often hear that millennials spend time switching from work to their messaging on their smartphones or going on the internet and doing research or listening to music with their earphones. But if you thought your millennial employees were easily distractive, always flipping between texts and emails, just wait until you start working with the members of Generation Z. These young people have always lived in a connected world, and they're used to constant updates from dozens of apps. Switching between different tasks and paying simultaneous attention to a wide range of stimuli comes very naturally to them. This can be perfect for a workplace that requires multitasking. So if you're looking for employees who can focus deeply on a task for a long period of time, make sure that's communicated to the potential Generation Z employees. And if you see them looking at their phone during work hours, don't assume that will distract them for ages. They're used to spending 5 seconds checking for updates before returning to the task at hand. And I think especially for baby boomers and the generation the X's, that might be frustrating to see those Generation Z's checking their telephones periodically for a few seconds here or there. But apparently it's not an issue for them to be able to switch. This group of employees might start working on a document in the afternoon, open it on their phone on the subway ride home, and pull it up again on their laptop while watching TV. They don't have as much of a harsh delineation between work and home, and this could change the workplace even more in the coming years. So it really sounds as though Generation Z people are a lot different than what we've experienced from other generations in the past. Generation Z is also more entrepreneurial. They are 55% more likely to want to start a business than millennials. In fact, a full 72% of Generation Z high school students say that they want to start a business. This can be tied back to many of their traits, especially the independence and desire for financial success. They are highly motivated and willing to work hard to achieve their dreams. And I've read where people in the young generations like this are very sensitive to the needs of people in third world countries, the needs of people that don't have the financial resources. And many of them will start businesses that will focus on supplying nonprofit organizations with revenue from the proceeds of their businesses. So it's interesting that they are interested in becoming millennials. In fact, I work at I'm a counselor with the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College, and they're always trying to attract more and more entrepreneurs and established business owners as well, but being able to help an emerging entrepreneur is very exciting, and maybe the SBDC throughout the state of New Jersey needs to spend more time reaching out to the high school kids and those who are just in early years of college to let them know that, in fact, there is help for them in establishing their businesses and for gaining the direction that they need to achieve their goals. So these budding entrepreneurs can make great employees. They are likely to soak up as much knowledge as they can and take on many different challenges as they pursue their goal of starting their own company in the future. interesting. It's kind of exciting, actually. And it's reassuring that the younger generations do have opportunities for success and for building successful revenue streams and home life, and they're able to pursue their dreams because they are so focused. Generation Z wants to communicate face-to-face, which is another interesting thing. You may have just gotten used to your millennial employees preferring to communicate over email, but be prepared to switch it up again. Generation Z likes to talk face-to-face. 53% of Generation Z said they prefer in-person discussion over instant messaging or email. That I find very refreshing. And hopefully, because of this in-person discussion, they will develop social skills that the previous generations seem to have trouble coping with. Also, hopefully, they'll be better at their communication skills and as well as writing skills. So this can be attributed to the negative attention they've seen millennials receive for their reliance on technology, or because the technology they've grown up with, like Skype or Snapchat, has allowed people to communicate with a full range of sound and motion instead of just text. Be prepared for regular in-person meetings with your Generation Z employees to discuss their projects as well as their professional development. So this is if you're managing these folks, be prepared to meet with them. I think too many people in the Generation X's and Y's spend too much time spending email. And, in fact, when I counsel some of them who are business owners, they say, well, I sent so-and-so an email, but I never heard back. And I said, well, don't you think maybe you could call them on the telephone? That might be a better way to communicate and to reach somebody. Generation Z's are true digital natives. Millennials have long been described as digital natives, but they actually grew up in a world that was still full of landlines and dial-up internet. They're used to progress taking time and are just as confused by some of the newest apps as baby boomers are. But Generation Z, on the other hand, has been living in the world of smartphones and free Wi-Fi for as long as they can remember. 92% of them have some sort of digital footprint. They easily flit between platforms and technologies and pick up new software very quickly. Their relationship to technology may even be more instinctual than that of a millennial in their late 30s. Isn't that interesting? And then the final point that this author has stated, and again, the author is actually had this article in Forbes magazine. So if you go read Forbes issue of September 21st, you'll see this some of this information. But Generation Z wants to be catered to. They expect the workplace to conform to their needs. They are similar to millennials in this way and are actually fairly similar to boomers as well. This attitude is having an effect on the workplace. In recent years, stars such as U2 and Bruno Mars performed at Salesforce's annual conference. Salesforce is a company that provides technology and support for people in marketing and sales. A decade ago, a huge company would never have hired a rock band to appeal to young people. Now it's pretty typical to have young attendees in mind. So there are some clear generational differences between millennials and the young people just entering the workplace today. Of course, every member of a generation is an individual and will have their own unique traits, but keeping these generalizations in mind could help you to prepare to welcome this new generation to the working world. So I've given you eight tips, so to speak, for working with the Generation Z that was born that was born between 1995 and 2010. The oldest would be somewhere around 22 years old. So they might be in college now, or just entering ground level work opportunities. And you got to treat them and recognize what they're. What motivates them, and they may very well be wonderful contributors to a business and to the future success of the industries that they would be working in. So that is my little story here for Generation Z, and I think this is really, really fascinating, and I hope you found it to be to be beneficial. And if you would like some more information on this topic, I can certainly send it to you. But in the meantime, let's take a look at the current news and extended weather, and then we'll come back and we'll talk again.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
At best, you could say it's in its final legs. The premiums are going through the roof. The deductibles are so high that people don't get to use it.
President Trump today holding nothing back when calling out Obamacare.
Obamacare is a disgrace to our nation, and we are solving the problem of Obamacare.
The president saying a reform could take place in the Congress next year, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they're on the same page.
We have the same agenda. We've been friends and acquaintances for a long time. We talk frequently. We don't give you a readout every time we have a conversation.
President Trump's choice for the U.S. drug czar withdrawing his name from consideration. Trump said GOP Representative Tom Marino of Pennsylvania let him know of his decision today. Marino's withdrawal comes after news surfaced that he helped pass legislation that weakened the DEA's authority to stop drug distributors. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan on Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington, New Jersey. Let's take a look at the extended work forecast. As I said, it's about 70. It's going to be high tonight or a low of about 37 degrees. I'm looking at the wrong time here. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 71. Wednesday night, a low of about 44. Thursday is going to start warming up. It'll be sunny with a high near 70, and Thursday night, the temperature may go down to about 48. But then it's going to even be better on Friday with some more sun and a high near 72. And then Friday night will be clear of around 46. Saturday, we're up another notch here. Saturday with a high near 73 degrees. And in the evening, the temperature will be about 49. Sunday, again, it'll be sunny once again. So we're looking at a pretty nice weekend, and I think it won't be until perhaps Sunday night and into Monday that we're going to start seeing possibly some rain eventually. So get your travel clothes ready, go out and walk and enjoy the weather, because this is a great time as we approach, when we get into the fall season, when the leaves start changing. They're not changing as fast this year, I think, because we've had such a lush summertime. Okay. Now, we talked about the Generation Z and how they will function when you are thinking about hiring them and how to deal with them. Now, think about the customer service and how these people will work with your clients. Great customer service and the lack thereof can really get under your skin. So you as a buyer appreciate great service and frequently have little patience for poor service, because you know how easy it is to correct the situation. Certainly, your customers would feel the same way, whether it's in retail or wholesale or service businesses. So we've talked about the importance of being a great manager. We've talked about recognizing the characteristics of the Generation Z So let's take a look at how the folks that you deal with in your business are going to be catering to your customers, because you want your customers to be happy campers. If your staff is not happy with their jobs, if they're dissatisfied, certainly your customers are going to see that. They're going to feel it. So let's take a look at unlocking the mystery of great customer service. And there are some basic rules that need to be followed. And if you have a pencil handy, you can take some notes. So here's a couple things for you. There are six basic reasons customer service fails. So we're actually taking it from a negative point of view. Some employees don't like what they do, so obviously they have to be hired correctly. And if they are not happy campers in the work, maybe they need to be shifted into other positions or they need to be challenged. Certainly we've learned that the Generation Z likes to be challenged. They like to work alone. I mean, you have to know the styles of people. You know, what are the motivators or drivers, as they're often called? So if they don't like what they do, we've got a problem here. Now, there was a fellow by the name of Jim Collins who wrote a fantastic book a few years ago called Good to Great. And one of his main points is that having a great company requires getting the right people on the bus. Hire people with the right attitude, work ethic, and a little desire. And in most cases, with the exception of training, the rest takes care of itself. Look at your company and think of your best people. I guarantee that they have the right stuff. That is the best people that you have. And perhaps, you know, there are tests that you can give employees, personality tests, and I don't know what they're called, but there are tests that you can enable you to evaluate employees. And by looking at the results, you may discover that in testing a prospective employee, that they may have certain characteristics that would mirror the employees who are really doing a good job. So there may be some benchmark testing that you can do. Another issue why customer service fails is the fact that people are not asking enough questions. So this is something you can talk about daily with the staff. This applies to all people, whether you are a salesperson, a customer service person, a teacher, or even a doctor. Asking the right questions allow you to find what's going on in the mind of the person to whom you're speaking. And the more questions you ask, the more information you acquire, and the more you find out about what the situation may be or what the dilemma is that somebody's facing. You can't ask enough questions, so don't be afraid to take charge of the situation and find out what's on the mind of the person to whom you're speaking. And this way you can figure out their level of expectations to see what can be done to correct the area of concern. So when it comes to asking questions, I have a list of open-ended questions, and you're more than welcome to request them just by sending an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. I think it's a two or three page document that lists all kinds of open-ended questions. And when I teach a sales class, I find that people don't often realize that there's a difference between an open-ended and a closed-ended question. A closed-ended question generally results in a yes or no response or a this or that response. And sometimes if it's yes or no and somebody says no, that may be the end of the discussion. So it's important to practice and to write down open-ended questions. You might say to somebody, how does this work? Or tell me about how your business got started. Or what are your experiences with a certain situation? But there are so many open-ended questions that you can ask. In fact, a good listener and a good salesperson are going to listen 80% of the time and talk 20%, because if asked the questions, that will reveal what's on the minds of the person that they're talking to. And this enables the salesperson or the customer service person to really begin to zero in on understanding what the needs are behind the needs, and also it enables them to formulate a response and a resolution to any issues that the client or customer may have. Another issue here is that only following policy may be detrimental or may hold people back from really developing a strong customer satisfaction. So policy works most of the time, but every customer is different, and sometimes the policy that's in place just does not fit all the situations or incidents. Sometimes before saying no to a customer, you still have the opportunity to explain the situation to another employee or even a supervisor to get advice or input. Only a small amount of people are unrealistic about the level of service that they expect. So if you have employees working for you, give them the ability to make some decisions on servicing clients so that they don't have to, the client doesn't feel that their questions and concerns aren't being answered. You want people people like a seamless relationship also. If they explain a problem to someone and that person can't help, and then the customer has to go on and ask, explain that problem to the next person, this is not seamless. And that can actually cause some confusion and discomfort with a service provider. Sometimes policies are pretty dumb also, and they may benefit the company and not the customer. The customer does come first. However, the service provider needs to be trained on what they can and cannot do. Training comes first before the customer in that regard. So time after time, when enough people complain, you may discover that certain policies that are in place are just not appropriate and they need to be changed or indeed dropped. We're going to go on to hear from a few more of our sponsors, and then we'll come back and finish this topic with you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan on Teachable Moments in Business, and we've been talking about motivating employees and being aware of the Generation Z that's coming into the workforce. And in order to unlock great customer service opportunities, you have to have people that are happy with it, have to have employees that are happy with their jobs, which means you have to pay attention to them and find out what motivates them, because if they're not happy campers, your customers won't be happy. It's important to teach people how to ask questions and maybe create a list of questions that they can ask a customer so that the issues and the concerns can be uncovered and then addressed. Also, some companies have policies that are just not logical. So perhaps it's time to take a look at and review the policies to see if there have been complaints or issues that have surfaced that really deserve to have policies adjusted. Also, no special training. We train how to use technology, whether it's a computer program or a phone system, but often we don't train people on how to provide great customer service. So it's important that there be a training program that helps to change attitudes and habits and gets people to think before they act, and then having a training kick in before the emotions do. So train people, teach them. Also, when it comes to listening skills, and I did mention this earlier, that a good salesperson, a good customer relationship manager, really will listen 80% and talk 20%. And they ask the key questions. These are open-ended questions, and then they can have a better sense of how to respond to the needs of the person to whom they're speaking. And, of course, common sense is another thing. There are people that just are ridiculous in the way they handle the rules and regulations without really consideration to how it's being received by the customer. You know, there's an expression, don't take no from a person who can't say yes. So when I'm in the company of somebody that I've asked a question of or asked permission to do something and they can't give me a positive response, I often say, well, who's your boss? Because I'm not asking a question that's unreasonable, but they just don't have the power and the authority to make decisions. So this makes life difficult, and it can actually shed a negative light on the company. If customers aren't happy campers, they may not come back. So, and there's also a concept that it takes 20 good exposures or 20 good experiences to overcome one bad one, and that's a number that's tough to deal with. So having a really well-oiled foundation and a staff that are well-trained is really critical in the success of a company, that is for sure. So we've talked about a number of things today, and I want to encourage you to send me emails at teachablemomentsinbusiness.com if you have people that you would like us to interview or topics that would be important for you to hear to learn about. I would love to reach out. The other thing I want to mention is that I teach classes at Raritan Valley Community College, and we have a sales class coming up in a couple weeks. So if you'd like to know more about those programs, you can go on to the SBDC, which stands for Small Business Development Center. That's SBDCRVCC.com. And there you'll see a list of all the classes that are available. I teach classes in marketing, selling skills, also trade show and event marketing, which happens to be a class I did last night. I had a great class last night. I had people that were fascinating. I actually had a magician in the group who performed after most of the people left. There were just three of us left. He did some tricks that, honest to goodness, he's standing in front of me, and I couldn't begin to tell you how he did them. So we had a really good class. I teach other programs, networking skills. If today it's important to get out there and network with people to broaden your circle of contacts. There's Jeffrey Gittimer is an author that I like. It says it's not who you know or what you know, it's who knows you. So the more that you're out there taking classes and you're going to networking events, the more exposure you get and the more opportunities that you will have for your career. And by the way, we do have the Business Expo that's coming up in November that Chris Phelan, our president, mentioned in some of these messages here on the program today. I do encourage you to go. If you don't want to know where the event's being held, you need to go to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website. You'll see information on there that will tell you where the event is being held and the hours that it's being held and the kind of vendors who will be displaying their goods and services. And the good news is that some of the top restaurants in Hunterdon County will be offering a taste of the food that they prepare in their restaurants. And so you get to have times to just socialize while you're enjoying the food that's being offered at that event. So that's it for today. I want to thank you for coming to this program, and I do wish to hear some feedback from you. I can also give you my office phone number, which is my office is based in Califon, New Jersey, and the office number is 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. You're more than welcome to leave a message if I don't answer, and just give us some feedback, and I would love that. So I hope you have a great week, and we'll be here next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
At best, you could say it's in its final legs. The premiums are going through the roof. The deductibles are so high that people don't get to use it.
President Trump today holding nothing back when calling out Obamacare.
Obamacare is a disgrace to our nation, and we are solving the problem of Obamacare.
The president saying a reform could take place in the Congress next year, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they're on the same page.
We have the same agenda. We've been friends and acquaintances for a long time. We talk frequently. We don't give you a readout every time we have a conversation.
President Trump's choice for the U.S. drug czar withdrawing his name from consideration. Trump said GOP Representative Tom Marino of Pennsylvania let him know of his decision today. Marino's withdrawal comes after news surfaced that he helped pass legislation that weakened the DEA's authority to stop drug distributors. USA Radio News.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free. Powered by Iron Mountain. Staples. It's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
A series of drone strikes in Afghanistan killing a number of terrorists.
A series of suspected U.S. drone attacks took place this week along the border area, reportedly killing more than 30 Taliban and Haqqani network fighters. Drone activity was first seen in the area after a family was rescued from terrorists in the region last week. The drone strikes all took place on the Afghan side of the border.
The search for a missing oil rig worker in Louisiana is over. The Coast Guard says crews thoroughly searched the area on Lake Pontchartrain with numerous assets and rescuers before calling off the search. The platform exploded Sunday night, injuring 7 people. A semi-truck driver is pleading guilty in connection to the deaths of 10 illegal immigrants he transported in a hot tractor trailer. James Bradley faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced in January. Police discovered 8 people dead inside the trailer that was parked at a San Antonio Walmart parking lot in July. 2 other people later died at a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
The trial of a man accused of a mass shooting in Fresno, California is being delayed.
trial for Corey Muhammad has been delayed until January so it can be determined if he is mentally competent. Muhammad will next appear in court in December. His last court appearance ended with him being hurried out by law enforcement as he angrily shouted, "Let black people go," and reparations. Police believe Muhammad shot and killed three men in Fresno back in April, with those shootings coming less than a week after he allegedly gunned down a security guard at a Motel 6.
A student who stabbed a classmate to death in New York, so far being able to avoid the inside of a courtroom. Observers paying close attention to a hearing today. Here's Scott Pringle.
He waived his right to his previous court appearance earlier in the month, so we'll see if Abel Cedeno shows up this time to court. The lawyer for the 18-year-old says Cedeno will testify in front of a grand jury at some point. He's pleaded not guilty to murder charges. Authorities allege the teen stabbed two students during class last month, killing one of them.